This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. On our front door, my door key don't fit no more. So get it on over,
move it on over,
scoot it on over,
move it on over,
move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no doubt
that
there is a massive move to bully the American people and our president into submission to the globalist agenda. And they've shown that there is no end to how much they will ratchet this up and how much social discord, how much violence they will push. I have got CNN, MSNBC clips, so many, I'm not even playing them every day just because there's too many. But we are going to play some of them today where they are legitimizing violence, saying go out, get violent, and they've got congressmen, senators on TV saying, Trump's always been a racist. We have the proof. You know, he's KKK with no proof. Next level lying hysteria. And corporate businesses all over are sending out of their email list all sorts of weird made-up rumors about Trump and racist and how Nazis are hiding under every corner. And then their own mentally ill constituents, customers, are then running out and stabbing white people and shooting white people because they have short hair or blonde hair. I mean, it's in the news every day. Now, obviously, we're going to go over all this today. They've introduced legislation to forcibly psychologically test the president. All of this is, again, to unseat the election of the American people. All of this is an attempt to say you're mentally ill. All of this is an attempt to say that you are the enemy and you are the problem. And then you go look at the constituency of the average Democrat now, and it is the most sad group of people, of ne'er-do-wells, of losers, of lost people. And that doesn't mean we even like the Republicans. But if you go look at a Democratic Party rally or event, they look like they've been run over a car a couple times. They look soulless. The mental illness rates, the neurotic behavior, they're making chirping noises. I mean, it is a group of people that make the cast of the Munsters look normal. And they are completely lost. They are completely freaked out. And they are just threatened by culture in general, and they want to bully full control of it. And I know you know that, but this free society has produced a bunch of third, fourth generation, spoiled, rotten, desperate, crazy people. And they are being played like a Stradivarius by the establishment. And it's, again, in the WikiLeaks and in the statements, it is just incredible to be caught between the vicious, sociopathic, psychopathic, technocracy globalists and psych warfare experts, and then giant unwashed masses, and because we won't euthanize them, because we won't kill them, the eugenicists are using them and preparing them as lemming armies to run over us, and they want to genocide us in an act of coming of age. So our Christian ethos to not annihilate these people is being used by the very eugenicist who, every time I talk to a globalist, high level, off record, they say, Alex, they're going to tear you apart. They're animals. Join us. Help affect things from the inside. We've got to have an orderly extermination of these people. And then I go, but that's evil, and that'll blow back on everybody, and we can try to lift them up. They're like, nope, the decision's been made, and you'll just be destroyed with them if you don't join us. And then I go out and see the public, and they want to kill me in leftist areas. And they just make jokes and gibber at me and then roll around in their ugliness and then just absolutely throw it back in my face and say, no, 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 we're going to kill you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount, but it's just so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rulers of this earth are hell-bent to enslaving and dominating the human spirit, controlling free will, and stealing the gift that God gave us. He envisioned us in his mind and spoke it into existence. But their attempt to eclipse human destiny will be their own undoing. The designs of the enemy will only be used in the end to destroy them. Because it'll be the globalists that in truth destroy themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up, I'm going to break down what's really going to happen in Afghanistan. Not what you think you heard from the president. It's all coming up. This is the InfoWar.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yes, the enemy calls it a war.
I want you.
They call themselves the resistance when they're the establishment.
I want you to be my friend.
They're openly on CNN, MSNBC, everywhere, calling for violence against the American people, calling for physical intimidation. It's happened. Mainline sites like Jihad Watch, who I want to get on, who just expose radical jihad groups worldwide calling for violence and the overthrow of the West, they have been banned from commerce by PayPal. And other conservative sites got hit today. If lawsuits aren't filed and this racketeering is allowed to continue, we'll be next. That's why we've entered the season of the lawsuit, not because we're litigious, but because they're moving against everyone right now, against our free speech. We either get engaged legally and also on the streets and financially, and we either triple down our information war and financially flood libertarian, conservative, patriotic, and Christian organizations that are fighting the globalists with capital and with energy and with will and with resistance and with prayer, then we will fall. But I'm here to tell you we're not going to fall. That's why the enemy's so angry. They can feel the fact that our will is far surpassing them. And we're finally watching these arrogant, lazy scumbags give us their full attack. And all it's doing is causing us to get stronger, forcing us out of the cocoon and into the next level. All right. I've always just wanted a piece of the action in the fight against the globalists. I never even dreamed that we'd be the prominent tip of the spear. I was just simply there to raise the alarm bell for others. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you see the next wave of awakening happening. And so the giant counteroffensive that the globalists have launched is their desperate battle of the bulge. It is their Waterloo. It is their day to meet their fate. Let me go ahead and break down for everybody the big news here, obviously. This is very complex, and it's also extremely simple, like anything that is based in nuance, subtlety, brute force, reality, history, and experience. Trump has done everything he said he would do 7 months in. And he's only been blocked on three big measures by Congress. But he's done everything he said he'd do. He's gotten much of it done, and he's fought to get the rest of it through. He said, I will fight, I will succeed, and I will keep moving forward till we get it all done. And in 7 months, he's had a devastating group of major body blows and uppercuts to the jaw of the New World Order. I don't need to list all the things that have happened. The enemy keeps saying he's a failure, he's a joke, he's mentally ill, because they're saying you're a failure, you're a joke, you're mentally ill, you're demoralized, you're defeated. Let me tell you something. You go out to a Democratic Party event, or you go out to any of these liberal events, they are absolutely lost, sad dregs of society. They look like the little creatures in The Little Mermaid from Disney, the Hans Christensen story turned into a movie. Of the little slaves, the little souls that Ursula with Flotsam and Jetsam have down in her little grotto at the bottom of the ocean, the people that she's tricked to give their will to, they've turned their will over to her. And if you look at the little creatures down at the bottom of the grotto, gotta pull that up, you see what these people physically look like. And you can even see what they once looked like, but there's this shadow of them now. They have been vampirically, spiritually signed on to this, and then they are just sucked dry. Well, they look like little slaves that have had much of their essence sucked in the dark crystal. They're like bringing in the food and stuff for the Skeksis and bumbling around. And it's very sad until you realize all that's left of them is the enemy's hate for humanity and life and honor and strength and beauty. And so they are just ravenous little demons. And then you realize, oh my God, it's all spiritual. It's real. These people are husk of what they were. And peering out of them I was in Seattle, and there were lots of nice families and crowds and groups of people and all the colors of the rainbow, you know, Asian folks, Hispanic, black, white, half the folks were mixed. And our listeners were always light in their eyes, smart, had facts, were going places. You'd see a guy walking over with a, you know, great-looking woman on his arm. You knew he'd be a listener. You know, folks with kids on their shoulders, happy, down at the market. Good-looking women waving at you. And then you'd see the people that hated me. One of them would notice me like a zombie. They'd go, ugh. And all of a sudden, light would come to their eyes a little bit like, ugh. And then they'd look around. They'd wait till a crowd of folks got there, knowing a few of them would be in the crowd. But it was all subconscious. It was all coward-driven. Okay, group together. Now say it. F you, Nazi. And then run away and try to watch to see if someone did something to me. Because they're manipulated by their masters. So everything they do is also a shadow of what their masters do. And so it goes up the hierarchy. So it's just crazy to realize that, like zombies, they're kind of moving around slow at first. So one of them notices you and goes, brains! And those go, ah! And like one of them's kind of leaning up against the wall. And they walk over. They go, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. I am an intellectual. I am scientist. And like, wow. Another one walks over. Nazis! I'm afraid of them! And then literally a minute later, you see him like in like a corner of a door, like eating a booger in front of you. And I mean, it's just like, whoa! I'm not kidding! They would walk over and like eat boogers in front of me. And then that happened like twice. It's like a spirit. It's like they're run by some program, and it's crazy. It's not like Agent Smith gets into their body and he's all cool in a suit and well-spoken. It's like something else jumps in, and it's like Slimer from Ghostbusters. And it's like, I've already run into this spirit two or three times today. And then you run into another one, and you get to where you recognize the spirits, and you realize this is like Avatar or something. But it's not like advanced aliens came and jacked into their bodies. It's like some interdimensional thing happened where like trillions of goblin spirits or something came into the planet. I don't know. And then it physically takes them over. Excuse me. I know this is insane. It is insane. You've got to go out and experience it for yourself. And all they see is you're awake and you're alive and you care. And they take the fact that you care as a way to bludgeon you and beat you and bully you, telling you you're a bad person, knowing you want to be a good person, until you turn your will over to them. And then they smile and go, I mean, the universities, they get your young people in there, they bully them, they make them submit, and the professors walk around and go, I mean, literally. Anybody that's been to college has experienced it. And so I'd sit there in college and go, let me test this out. I'm going to write the most socialist paper I can and go from getting an 85 to a 100. And I'd even misspell everything and just had it horrible. It was just 100. And they'd say, you want to come have coffee with me after? And I'd say, oh, I've got to go. And that's when I got out of college. I'm like, this is totally fake. This is complete fraud. Basically, because I was a young person, I'd lie about taking money out of my dad's wallet or stealing beer out of the neighbor's golf cart. I did stuff like that. Because, I'm 14 and I'm going to knock on this girl's door and I want to grab a six-pack and go hang out on the top of the golf course with her at night and drink beer. I got to get some beer. But other than that, I really don't lie because I'm so into the truth. I'm neurotic about it. And you look at these people, they're just all completely into deception and into lies to where they've lied to themselves so much that they're just on a whole nother planet. Now, speaking of lies, that was a few times I tested it in U.S. history and psychology and all the basic classes they made you go to just to see if this was truly the fraud I'd heard it was. And as soon as I just wrote lies, that's all they wanted. I'm like, I just got like a 98 for a bunch of lies. Here, let me turn one in. You still hand wrote papers back then, if you wanted. Let me turn one in that's just got misspellings and unlegible. Got a 100 for that. I turned in horrible crap that was deformed and ugly, and they went,
Ah, well done. Now you will more. You say 2 + 2 = 5. Now you have the spirit, my son. Prepare to join us. Ah. As the sabotage continues.
We're going to give you the secrets of his Afghan announcement straight ahead.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's a video that's up on InfoWars.com right now that one of our new video editors went out and shot on the streets of Dallas at an anti-Trump rally. And he talks about the fact that he'd never been to one of these, and that it was shocking that it was actually true, that it was like a collection of mentally ill people acting like goblins. And they even did a weird anti-Trump ritual. Well, yeah, they've had witches all over the country call for spirits to come into our dimension to attack Trump. And whether you believe in any of this or not, when you go out and you look at them and you experience them, they're not acting. And you'll run into one of them and then be in another city, and it's like the same person, but a different body. And they say the same weird stuff and the same little jokes and gibber like demons. And now more and more people are seeing the footage I'm talking about, and they're experiencing it, and it's like, what is it? Because I, growing up, you know, was Christian, but I was more atheistic in my mind. I wasn't sure if all this stuff was real. I knew that the establishment churches were annoying. I knew I didn't like that. I knew they were full of baloney. But when you look at the behavior of these people, it's just a bunch of losers. And then every culture talks about times and civilization when people become decadent and then become demon-possessed. The Asians say it. Ancient Indian texts say it. The ancient Chinese texts say it. The ancient African texts say it. The ancient Greek texts say it. The ancient Babylonian texts say it. The ancient Druidic texts say it. The ancient Mesoamerican Mayan culture say it. They say that there's times when all of a sudden people go insane and start and are entered by evil spirits and begin to act out and try to destroy all that's good. They want to sexualize your children. They want to force you to take vaccines. They want to pull down our sovereignty. They want to bring people in that have diseases. And then they act just like insane demonic creatures. So is this just an area of the brain that gets activated? You know, the lower animal brain, the reptile brain, as it's called? Or is it something different? Are they picking up a broadcast? The power structure, the social engineers seem to know what they're doing, though. And they've created these giant hordes of unwashed masses of every race, color, and creed who are unified by a spirit of hatred, a spirit that hates life, and a spirit that, above all, wants to control the prosperous, the honorable, those that want to be pure, those that resonate with the light, those that love God, are hated by those that love death. All those that hate me love death, Jesus Christ said. You won't find Jesus Christ in one of these establishment churches. But let me tell you something. You go out and you go to one of these anti-Trump events, or you go to a mainline Democratic Party event, and they'll tell you, hell, it's even in mainline literature now, that they believe killing babies is a sacrament. They believe it's to hurt Christians. They believe it gives them power. And they get off on it. They'll tell you, I kill my babies and I like it. And I tell me more. And they go, Satan, Satan. And they're not trying to shock you when they eat their boogers or tell you they love Satan. They're not acting like Linda Blair because they're trying to be bad. They, by approximation, have given themselves over to the spirit and given themselves over to the media and given themselves over to the spirit of this world. And now it's all they've got. And they want you destroyed. And they're not going to give up until it happens. Go to their parades. Go to their events. Go and experience it. And they bully each other. And they fight with each other. And they try to make themselves more extreme over and over and over again. Hissing hatefully. Wanting to pull down everything. They're not tolerant. They're intolerant of you. They believe you're mentally ill because they're confused, they're lost, and they're led by a resonance, an archetype, a spirit. And that's what you've got to know, is that when you're facing these people, you've seen the behavior. You've seen it all. They're not learning this from each other. Maybe it's in the ether, the group collective, but it's the same thing in Washington, D.C. or in Washington State. It's the same thing in Minneapolis, Minnesota or Tampa, Florida. When you see these people, it's the same deal. They're turned over. They're so dumbed down, so poisoned, so lost that they're just empty screens, I guess, resonating lower energy, whatever you want to call it. And it's like weird broadcast from another dimension. It's all distorted. It's blind. It's upset. And it just wants to kill you.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're not the fake news. We're the real news dedicated to justice and civilization and a future, a constructive global destiny enacted by individuals but manifested collectively. That's how we'll defeat these armies of evil. Look at DrudgeReport.com. Phoenix braces for Trump. Pence is going to join him. I was told last week that the president is strongly considering pardoning Joe Arpaio at this rally tonight. And I've been told that his pardon has been green-lighted. We first reported that 2 weeks ago. Fox News confirmed with the Trump administration that it's been drafted up by the law firms It's being reviewed by the chief counsels, and that the president has said he intends to do it. Now, he could change his mind, but he doesn't do that very often. We'll talk about Afghanistan here in just a moment. But look at what else is on DrudgeReport.com. Paper. Google secretly recording you through your mobile phone. That is shocking. The Sun's reporting it. Paranoid Android. How Google is secretly recording you through your mobile, monitoring millions of conversations every day, and storing the creepy audio files. How about the illegal audio files? How about systems given to AI that then decides your algorithm and decides a detailed advertising package off what you're doing? That pays for the main snooping. Then they make money off stealing your literal thoughts, hopes, and dreams. But then there's secondary sales of the information to other corporations, to other groups. And they're inside your phone. How can you trust anything that they claim they forensically find on a digital device when they're all backdoored, wide open, not back alleys, but big giant interstate thoroughfares for whoever wants to come through? Because governments have demanded via the Telecommunications Act here and similar laws globally, unified giant back doors that are bigger than the front doors. You're sitting there with your little computer phone that's tracking everything you're doing. You think it's this little window you're looking into the universe, but actually it's a giant doorway from everyone else to you. And I've always warned everybody, I've always broke it down, and we told you with the patents, and we told you with the information that was sent out to the shareholders. In 2005, by Google, Google was only 7 years old then, and they said, we're going to activate the microphones, and soon there'll be cameras on all the new platform phones, they called them smartphones then, coming out. And they said, an example is, if the dog's barking, we'll know you have a dog, and we'll have dog food ads pop up. It's happened about 6-7 years ago in the office. We did tests where we'd go in and talk about stuff in front of the group of computers, and then a day later, the exact ad, not stuff we've been searching, would pop up. And I said, let's just not videotape this and show it, because it'll just be too much. People won't believe it. I already knew it was going on. Here they are admitting it's happening. Oh, but see, I'm the fake news because, I mean, it's like I was telling people on the street, they're like, ah, screw you, one of you right-wingers ran over a poor girl. And I'd say, well, I didn't do that. I don't endorse that. You're just projecting that onto me. But I said, what about the 15 dead or whatever in Barcelona today? Ah, shut up, it's fake news. Then one guy standing next to his boyfriend, he goes, actually, that did happen. He goes, whatever, shut up. Because you're already so intellectual. You're already just, so intellectual, just frolicking around. 39 shootings in Chicago this weekend, 9 deaths, no national media outrage. And the president retweeted that, and what did the news say? They said, the president's tweeted a racist alt-righter, Jack Posobiec. Nothing racist, none of it true. Doesn't matter. They'll just have Tom Brokaw come on. I'm Tom Brokaw, and we've got to have a lot of courage right now to stand against all these Nazis like Alex Jones. And I told everybody, they're like role players. It's like children's make-believe in these liberal groups. That's kind of the gateway to it, is it's fantasy land. They dress up in superhero outfits and in Captain America outfits. I see the video all over the country, and they show up and run around screaming, Nazi, Nazi, and then they beat up old women with American flags. And then I was telling the crew about it. They found articles today where they've got the LARPers, the live-action role-play people, showing up in Phoenix today, and now it isn't live action. See, they always wanted to battle and fight evil wizards and, be Conan the Barbarian. But now they're going to really go out and fight Nazis. And it doesn't matter if the families coming out to hear Trump aren't Nazis. It doesn't matter. In role-playing land, you can just say anyone's a Nazi, including an old man in a wheelchair, and beat the living snot out of him or hit him in the head with a tire iron or a bike lock because you're a hero. And then they'll have CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post go, well, Cops deserve to die. They've been doing bad things. And, you know, the public's all Nazis that support Trump. And so, you know, that's what's going to happen. And then when we finally stand up to them, they're going to call it, oh, my gosh, oh, someone punched back. Help Google secretly recording you through your mobile, monitoring millions of conversations every day and storing the creepy audio files. How about illegal? You may have accidentally triggered the listening device, allowing it to record incriminating convos with steamy gossip. And they even write it like, oh, it's your fault. Yeah, you didn't read the 20 pages of stuff and the updates. You click some button or it loaded in. They're already doing it. And then when they get caught, they go, oopsie, that was a mistake. All the time, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they all have these. All the time, they're like, oh, accidentally we activated everybody's stuff for a year. Oh, we got caught. We're going to quit that now. Did you know that Google's been recording you without your knowledge? God, I didn't know that. But, you know, a major newspaper reported it. So, you know what? I just learned that. I just learned that. You're about to learn what's happening in Afghanistan. And it's the current policy, and we'll see if he can finagle it. Because it is a... very sophisticated maneuver the president's engaged in, but I'm going to break that down in a minute. So the president's going to be speaking there in Phoenix. Political leaders and law enforcement officials in Arizona are on high alert at a President Trump's campaign rally Tuesday night in Phoenix. The big question is whether there'll be more supporters of Trump inside the Phoenix Convention Center, which holds 29,000, or protesters outside. Oh, there'll be more supporters there, but they'll try to block them from getting in, rioting, just like they did at the inauguration, and then they'll show footage of before Trump even speaks, gives a speech and say, oh, look, no one was there. It's another tactic of deception, just like we see in the WikiLeaks. And then they'll be violent, and they'll say, the president's tearing America apart. He needs to stop these rallies, and he still hasn't repudiated white supremacists, even though he does it over and over again like a parrot. Repudiate white supremacists, repudiate Nazis, repudiate KKK, repudiate Nazis, repudiate KKK. Hey, you haven't ever repudiated him. Repudiate David Duke, repudiate David Duke, repudiate David Duke. You know, I've never heard you repudiate David Duke. In the same press conferences, I repudiate David Duke. 5 minutes later, you never repudiated. I just repudiated. Repudiate, repudiate, repudiate. Repudiate, repudiate. Trump's response to the violence at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, has become the biggest controversy to date of his presidency. And then, of course, they don't show you his response. They just say the response. That's a skillful deceptor at the Hill. Don't even say he said bad stuff. Just say his response. And then you've kind of delicately lied. These things must be done delicately at the Ministry of Truth, right, Winston? As if your time in the noose isn't coming. At the hands of your masters, not me. Trump's response, to the violence at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, has become the biggest controversy to date of his presidency. The Phoenix rally, as a result, has become an opportunity for Trump's opponents to show their force. You're powerful when you stumble around and attack old women. Some GOP leaders, such as Governor Doug Ducey, have steered clear of the rally entirely. That's right. It's all peer pressure. Steer clear. Be part of the follower group over here. We're safe under the wings of Hillary. As she eats us, eats our liver one at a time, Trump is moving ahead with the event, despite a plea from Phoenix Mayor Greg Statton, a Democrat. He's doing, that's right. Just stay away. You've done enough, Mr. President. They've already got to pull the security clearances of any of your supporters of the military. Because after all, you're not allowed to support the commander-in-chief. That's treason! In bizarro world, Statton said in a statement that he's disappointed that Trump would hold a campaign rally. I'm calling it a campaign rally. It's a rally for the agenda, not for his election. See, that's a lie, too. While the nation is still healing, oh, this is a quote from the tragic events of Charlottesville. How dare him hold a rally to criticize radical Islam when they're killing everybody left and right 100 times, Charlottesville. But see, you control reality, Hill, so you tell us your whole upside-down lying article. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams, see, they're all coming together here, said in a statement that her force will have maximum staffing during the visit. Yeah, I wonder if they'll order a stand down and like attack all the Trump supporters. They'll probably do that. I mean, that's how bad this has gotten. Staten said the city's committed to keeping everyone inside and outside in the area safe. Imagine if we have all Democrat-run cities, what they'll do. Gosh, it'll be hellish. The Phoenix police is always professional, and the FBI and Department of Homeland Security have been great about coordinating with law enforcement. Well, we'll see if that happens. But things are changing there in Phoenix, sheriff-wise and police-wise, all of it. So we'll see what happens. There's that Hill story. It's all about peer pressuring everyone into submission. Now, let me give you the big Afghanistan news. The names of the streams on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, except today on the show, have titles like Learn Tomorrow's News Today. But really, you should say Learn the News of 15 Years from Now Today. It is 15 years ago that I told you the cameras and microphones are watching you and how the algorithm works and how they data store it and what they do. And it was 20 years ago I told you about all the NSA stuff. But I'm going to give you the maximum prime analysis of exactly what Trump's doing in Afghanistan. And this is what the president is intending to do. That does not mean that's how this is going to end up. And before I go there, let me just give you some background as any real analysis would. Microcosm. Arab Spring, Muslim Brotherhood, radical jihad movements, ISIS explosion. That's all fomented by the globalists, by the UN, by the WTO, by the IMF, by the EU to open Europe's borders and have that giant influx to, quote, colonize Europe. That's all declassified. Soros Zodiac boats by the hundreds a day, ferrying the people across from North Africa and the Middle East in, unvetted, dumping them in, knife attacks, bombings, mass runovers every day. Isn't even news now. It's just background noise, AQCon, you know, all these, you know, the mayor of London, just say, get used to it, it's life. Just get used to it, we're going to kill you and run your life. So, all that's happened. 5 years ago, they launched the Arab Spring as an ISIS cover. Our military is ordered to pull out of Iraq and leave all the weapons, everything just in the storage facilities, just waiting. Claiming, oh, it's for the Iraqi National Guard that you know will run at the first sight. They've been trained to fail. By trained to fail, they have, you know, one guy training 1,000 people, literally. They had like 8 guys training 20-something thousand. They leave all the weapons in there. They pull out. Obama opens it up. They give them the first load of weapons in Benghazi. They invade Iraq, take over part of the west there, go to the east of Syria. It's all staged. Start the civil war. Our military 5 years ago says, we're not going to be part of this anymore. We're not going to be the Air Force for Al-Qaeda and ISIS. They tell Congress. Congress comes out, Rand Paul, Senator Ted Cruz. They do a great job. We stop that. We work with the Russians, knock them out. They're basically defeated right now. And Trump says, you know what? Now, Obama was actually talking about pulling out of Afghanistan. Trump had said it should never have been done. But then Trump says, the last place they've got now is a stronghold is Afghanistan. And if we just pull out immediately, they're going to go in and set up shop again there. The answer is actually pull out for real. But make a deal with the different tribes for economic development per zone of the natural resources. Share it with them. That's what was really announced last night. Block China from moving in by a set piece threatening to use India against Pakistan if Pakistan doesn't sue for peace with Trump. Actually engaging in geopolitical brinksmanship, something that Obama wouldn't do. That was all announced for people that knew what they were listening to last night. He always told you what he would do, and that is, I'll never tell you what I'm really going to do militarily. So he said, we're going to go in, kill terrorists. That means kill the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, remove those people. And I won't tell you that we've got a commitment forever if other people don't do their part. And really, he's saying a peace deal and then a pullout and let Afghanistan actually run themselves but in a balkanized fashion. But to do that, when massive military comes in, it looks like military is expanding, but really it's the main force to pull the other force out. Like, there's more people at your house when you move than were probably ever there, because you're packing stuff up, neighbors are coming over to say bye, and you've got the movers coming in to load the truck. But it looks like when the movers pull up, oh, more people at your house, until you recognize it's a moving truck. Well, they don't want it to look like that, so it's going to look like a build-up, but it's really going to be a pull-out. And I wrestled with whether or not I was going to tell everybody this, because I don't want to give away the U.S. strategy, but smart people already know this. I made some phone calls last night. I talked to some contractors. I talked to some military people. I talked to some folks in intelligence agencies last night. And I talked to some other folks that are real smart just on the ground to say, what were you told? And they were told me the exact same thing I was told last night in about 8 different phone calls I made. We should get Pachinik on. I bet he says exactly what I'm about to say on the other side. And not because he's listening to me, because that's what's going on. Trump intends to go in there with an evacuation force, make deals, pull out, and let them have their sovereignty and their chance. And he's going to use India putting pressure on Pakistan to do that, because it's really Pakistan running the whole show. But we're not going to leave all the armories full of weapons and infrastructure for the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS? Are you facing potential wage garnishments, levies, or tax liens? With a call to the Attorney's Tax Relief Helpline, you can get the tax help you need through special programs that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Yes, that's right. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Once you have qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all collection activities against you. Attorney's Tax Relief has been helping consumers reduce their debt and are trusted and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Again, on your mobile phone, dial **1234. That's **1234. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call Attorney's Tax Relief now and get free information and to see if you qualify. You can fix this, but don't wait any longer. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. That's **1234.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, you want to know what Donald Trump really said in last night's speech? Well, it's everything he said on the campaign trail, that he's going to follow his instincts and that he's going to get us out of Afghanistan. You notice he didn't say in the speech, I'm not going to follow my instincts. He said, my instincts are we should never have been there, but now I'm behind the desk in the Oval Office, and, well, that changes things. If we announce an evacuation, it'll be like Saigon 1975 with people hanging off the helicopter skids on top of the hotels trying to get out. And the C-130s overloaded with men, women, and children, marked for death once the North got full control. So the real victory is deception in war. Tell everybody that you're beefing things up so that you see all the equipment being moved around on the ground, and what looks like an expansion is actually the beginning of a pullout in the next 12 months. But then, how does he secure that? The globalists kept Al-Qaeda and ISIS still operating. They protected them all over the world. They use them as an excuse to be there. Trump is actually going to kill them all, just like they've done in Syria and Iraq, and crushed and defeated ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And you never hear about that on the news. But he and our military have succeeded. So he's actually going to go in, end the problem, kill the terrorists, not try to occupy the country. The Afghans are going to see that and historically stand down. Then we'll work through corporate systems with all the different tribes that want economic development for their lithium and their other rare earth minerals and their natural gas and their oil, cutting out China. And the deals are being made. But the globalists wanted destabilization and an excuse to actually stay there and just make money for the contractors, and that's not going to be done. The globalists didn't want to defeat China and cut them off. But Trump's now doing it with India, with pressure on Pakistan. And if you look at all the chess pieces, it's a master move. But you don't tell people when you're coming. You don't tell people when you're going. You tell people, the American people, what you're going to do. But then he told you, but military-wise, I'm never going to tell folks what we're doing exactly. I'm going to deceive our enemies. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to deceive our enemies. That's exactly what he's doing. Not really deceiving them, because all out in the open is the real pieces of the plan. Go in, actually knock out the terrorists, knock out the Al-Qaeda, knock out the ISIS, pull the troops out, come in with economic development, put pressure on Pakistan through India and others to make them stop supporting Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and tell Pakistan, you can actually run Afghanistan like you've always wanted to, but you got to get off our back. Now, that's what Trump is attempting to do, and I believe it is the very best plan, knowing all the different factors, studying it, getting exclusive interviews with Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, and everybody else on and off air. Don't just talk to him. Trump's plan is the very best for America, American business, and for our veterans that have bled so much over there to actually defeat the Wahhabist scourge that we've actually been propping up at a globalist level. The globalists create the enemy, prop up the enemy. Trump's not doing that. We're going to devastate the actual Al-Qaeda ISIS, bring in economic development, and pull out. We're giving them a carpet of gold instead of a carpet of bombs if they accept it. Now, before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to just spend a few seconds here telling you, I told you we're selling out a lot of products. Myco ZX sold out. Brainforce is set to sell out in the next few days, so it's no longer on sale. The Great Nootropic. All right? Knockout selling out. DNA Force is selling out. Silver Bullet at 66% off. Secret 12 selling out. Survival Show. This is the last day of these big sales, and some things are having to end already because we've sold out. InfoWarsStore.com. Your financial support is critical. Plus, these are amazing products you need. Commit to support the transmission. We support you 110%. You empower us. We will destroy the enemy.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for